The Twilight Zone, 1959, Sounds and Silences. You lock the door with the key of imagination. Beyond is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into land, both shadow and substance of things and ideas. Just cross over into the Twilight Zone. Let's get on with it, Conkin. A tight office is a happy office. Idle hands make for a productive poop deck. Belay that Miss Elvery Every. Extraneous activity is nothing more or less than sloppy seamanship. A manner of speaking, you here, there, food and nature. Let's keep an even keel there. A manner of speaking, let's keep an even keel there, man. To all of you, bear in mind, you must all of us go aft, climb up the old mast, in a manner of speaking, set our sights on a distant, to a distant horizon, touch ship, a happy ship, damn the torpedoes of competition, and fools me head, well shot, Mr. Conkin, right enough between Captain Blind eyeballs. His exceptional voice, my ears are still ringing. You know that foot boy's headed for mutiny. Where would you find a plank heavy enough to hold him? When I think of all the commissaries who flew at us during the war, wouldn't you think just one would have hit him? One of these days, all that noise is going to come back and bite him. I hope it's around, I'm around to see it happen. This is Roswell G. Fremington, lung tissue and sound decibels. He, as you perceive, a noisy man, one braid substitutes level volume for substance, sound for substance, shouting to cover up the reddening apparent premonition. Phenomenon is nothing more than overweight, aging perennial ski scout, whose noise making is averse ratio to competence of his character. But soon one would-be admiral of the fleet will embark on another voyage. This one of uncharted and twisting steam ahead for a distant post called Night Twilight Zone. Hello, hello. Who? Oh, just a moment. I can't hear you, please. Roswell, can you turn it down just a little bit? I can't hear a thing on the telephone. Do you know do you know what that is, madam? Collects an item. How sounds the battleship Morozari, Bombardino Crosari? But I can't hear who's on the phone. Lay on, gentlemen. Let's them know what's what. By our will, and by the good Lord Harry, we shall show them how the Navy treats aggression. And that, madam, was an act of utter domination, most callous fanaticism. May I remind you that these actual sounds of battle Missouri bombarding and Gowari, they were only 100 such records existence. Now they're only 99. What you have done, madam, is an act of desecration, not like defacing the statue of John Paul Jones. What are you, madam? Some sort of fanatic? Roswell, we had this from out before. What was once an intricacy, yours is our obsession. This is insistent on blaring noises and running a household like a destroyer escorting convoy duty combination and how now become impossible. I can't live with it. Stand, madam, or knock it off, Roswell. You're an insufferable, noisy clown, but you're not stupid. Have I had you up to here? And my eyes have had you. And my stomach lines had you. And whatever part of brain that keeps a person balanced has had you too. In short, as well, I have had you have absolutely completely thunderstuck. You now, I am indeed my own wife. After 20 years, I wasn't taken a language marriage. I was washed. I was piped to bald. and after 20 years of shrill piping, become absolutely intolerable, bearable. So at this point, Boswell, I'm leaving in a manner of speaking the ship's company. You're deserting me? In a matter of speaking, Boswell, you said it. It's locked, Boswell. It was locked, Boswell. It might interest you to know, madam. And when I was a young chap, I had a mother who insisted she was ill. She was whiny, petulant, complaining, female, similar to yourself. And when I would come home from school, she'd make me walk tiptoe, whisper, whisper, whisper. You know, in our house, we never had any cookies. All we had were fudge brownies because they made less noise when they chewed them. Eat your brownies and run downstairs and change, but keep it quiet. I tell you, madam, I was quiet enough for that. And that is why I want to see. That is why I spent my life in a very wholesome, healthy, and quite understandably stupid, free and fettered. And it's why I'm the owner, manager, chairman, the board, and president of Roswell G. Premington Model Ship Company. Second to none in the field, whose motto is, damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead and for fun and profits. I know the company, I know the president. I know this motto. I respect fun, Mr. Roswell G. Premington. The following notable praise, which I have been now taking to heart and will proceed to implement. Praise, lay aff and dump the garbage. So, in manner of speaking, consider yourself dumped. Flight deck sounds of aircraft, leaving the carrier hornet. Good riddance, madam. I never liked you. I've simply suffered you. Well, nothing abnormal, Mr. Farrington. No excess wax, no extraction of any. No information. By the great Lord Harry, Clander dictates, Doctor. I tell you that the ship surgeon, you wouldn't make a cabin boy, a man is speaking. Frankly, I think consulting a physician might be an extremely practical idea. I only wish you had a medical professional ethics and give me the advice before you went through motions preliminary perfunctory examination. As it is, I should be done with your bill as well, bill another ear specialist. And it's my point, the point of fact, Mr. Farrington, I wasn't going to recommend another ear specialist. Now, I had in mind perhaps some, well, psychiatric help. Assume you are being homeless, sir. Is there any charitable outlook that prevents you being called to account? Psychiatrist? Well, let's tell you, Doctor. I use the term loosely. There are a few people walking this earth that are same as I am. I bid you good day, sir. Good day. What do you suppose happened to the world ahead? Count your blessings, honey. I've been here 4 years. It's the first time you've been late. Wouldn't it be marvellous if his car fell off the ferry boat in a minute? A millennium. Absolute millennium. It's end of the dawn. Dream. Good morning, sir. Mr. Frem. I've been here for 5 years. That's the first time he's walked in without telling me. A smoking lamp was not lit, and we have to move full speed ahead towards the shores of prosperity. Maybe he's sick. Something incurable, like barnacles on the brain. Very good, Cronokin. Get out of your darts. Only forget your portrait. Shoot for the record. That's odd, very odd. Been here 10 years, and that's the first time I've seen him look frightened. Let's keep it quiet out there. Yeah. I was just with your permission, Mr. Perimeter. Your shoes. What have you got in them? Pipe organs? This ship's got to shape up. Repeat, shape up. Noise is not efficient. Let's kill now. What's this noise? Yes, sir. Unless I'm very mistaken. It's one of those very odd phenomena suggesting. And the person talks himself into believing. Crisis when they're figments of imagination. Beyond that, is defining some suggestion that you were resentful your mother and be a complication of imaginary ailments. My guess for the moment would be that it's feeling extended itself to a wife who provided you with a similar mother image. But I can tell you this, Mr. Farrington, forgive me if I repeat myself, is a currency of full figments of imagination. I believe that the doctor, now Right, doctor, snap your fingers. Well, what do you think? Oh, go ahead, snap your fingers. Any normal sound? Normal. Snap your feet. Normal again. Highly delightful. Something normally. Only normal. You killed me, doctor. No, my good Harry. Lord Harry. Randall Nielsen had Trafalgar. You saved both his eye and his arm. A notable planet, sir. You're 4-0. Bernard speaking? That's all right, Mr. Farrington. Slam it at will. Be my guest. You, sir, have a soul of a seaman. Bless you. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Mind over matter. My wife, obviously the culprit of miserable preoccupation with noise, literally planted a seed in my head. Incredible that one crew member can do a whole ship, do to a whole ship's company. Whole business, not mind of matter. Madam, you're not welcome. The particular quarter deck. No, nor shall I say, Admiral. I forget some of my jewelry. I can receive some, and then whenever you point me ashore, not precisely where I'll be heading. And I might add this, madam, despite your efforts to capsize this worldly vessels, little in a manner of speaking, against the rocks and hard shoals of pestilence and pretty disaffection, the ship remains tight, and all your efforts, worthless and wasteful. Horatio, old pal, let the following be my comments. You overgrown sailor boy, with an undermanned head. You are full of incredible neuroses. I wonder you haven't cracked before this. Belay that, madam, belay that. It has so much happened I have had just as happened as I had a psychiatric revelation. If one thing wrong with you be, it's you. Simply you and five more, madam. I'll tell you one more other thing. Obviously, it's mind over matter. It's only and absolutely mind over matter. I know that what I can do to what do you know what I can do for you? I can shut you off. Do you realise that? I can literally shut you off because I'm a man of such credibles that I can do anything I want to. Now go ahead. Yell at me. Go on, yell at me. Because you now, at this moment, I am in the process of deciding. It's a minor matter. I am shutting you out. Premington, I really do wonder about you. I wonder why no one's convicted you. I really see. Shall I have shut you out? Go on, talk more. Really, Oswell? You do need help. You really do need help. Incredible mind of a matter. I want to shut her out. So I simply shut her out. And then, now then. What shall we listen to tonight? Anchors away. Merchantmen of the March. Let's see. The actual sounds of Japanese destroyer exploding in Edinburgh Bay. Complete with boilers hissing and crackling and smoke shack explosion. Good, great. Better get ready now out there. This will go raise properly. Louder. More noise, let's hear it. Okay. Better get ready out there. Go there so properly. Louder. Make some noise, let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it. Louder. When you just heard from Mr. Roswell, G. Farrington, there's a cemetery and pleading with the medical staff. Make some noise. They believe the case of rather tragic operation of man's mind coming unhinged. From this, they gave him pills of temporary rest. Little did he realize Mr. Farrington, suffering from a case of theoretic justice, tonight's tale of sounds and silences from the Twilight Zone.